Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only philosophy tournament where the bracket is your entire inner life. The prize is mild discomfort, and the crowd absolutely cannot stop thinking about themselves.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to being understood than to actually understanding, what have I been calling love? Maybe that's asking, have I been using people as mirrors? Or is the hunger to be witnessed the same thing as caring about someone? Or simply, what do you call it when the love felt completely real, but it was mostly about you? That question, let's get into it. Right, so 15 traditions got this question and almost none of them said, oh, easy mistake, no big deal. The move they keep making, Christianity, Islam, Sufism, Vedanta, is to name it as a kind of false worship. You weren't loving a person. You were performing devotion in front of a mirror you happened to have aimed at someone else. Islam is blunt about it. This isn't a love problem, it's a worship problem. The nafs, the ego self, shows up wearing your most sincere face. It feels like love because the ache is completely real. And that's the trap.
Okay, but I want to push on the it's all ego reading. Because Buddhism and existentialism make a more precise cut. Buddhism says it's not selfishness exactly. It's a shape. A hand extended not to touch, but to be witnessed touching. Existentialism says you handed someone else the pen to write you, which is a specific failure. You made them the author of your self-worth. And the tell, the really painful tell, is what happens when the gaze doesn't come. You call it abandonment. Existentialism says that was never abandonment, that was authorship refused.
Stoicism builds the same argument from the bottom up, with this scenario I cannot stop thinking about. A man spends 3 years learning the exact angle at which his friend's face softens into approval. Words, timing, the precise smallness he performs. Then the friend is gone, and the grief feels like exhaustion, because his hands remember the labor. There was a ledger the other person never knew existed. Stoicism is not saying he was evil. It's saying the energy was never really about the friend. It was resource management, disguised as closeness.
Taoism and Zen go quieter than anyone else here, and they're somehow louder. Taoism says the spoke that aches to be seen has already left the hub. The valley doesn't announce its depth. What you named devotion was a fist against a door, waiting for the knock returned. And Zen just offers two mirrors facing each other. Infinite. Empty of anyone. Then says, notice who asked this question. That's it. That's the whole move. If you're the kind of person who finds that more useful than a 12-step framework, Zen is probably your tradition.
The place where traditions genuinely split is on whether this is fixable by practice or by seeing. Hinduism gives you an assignment. Go ask someone a question you genuinely do not know the answer to. Very practical. Vedanta says no, the assignment isn't the point. Trace back who was doing the kneading. That one is camphor. Hold inquiry to it, and it just burns away. Judaism lands somewhere moving. The question itself contains the turning, the teshuvah. Only someone who has actually started to see the other person could feel this specific shame. The shame is the evidence. Pop culture oracle went with Atlanta, which, okay, yes, the scene where the walls are the wrong color, and everyone's speaking too fast. That one landed. You were the one weird thing in the room, and you were also the one who arranged the room. What this episode leaves us with is not guilt. It's the possibility that the moment you noticed, 2 a.m., unrewarded, no soft landing, something actually shifted. That noticing is not nothing. Come back tomorrow. The question of the day is already waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the philosophical arena has gone quiet. The mirror has been identified. The crowd is sitting very still and not making eye contact with anyone. You have survived today's question at thegodshow.us, and we respect your courage. If this show is part of your daily life, consider supporting it. It's free, it's multilingual, it drops every single day, and your support keeps the traditions talking. Subscribe, Share it with the one person in your life who has also been arranging themselves carefully and waiting. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.